In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You deceived me, Jeremiah laments. It was awful what Jeremiah went through. I certainly wouldn't have wanted to sign up for Jeremiah's mission. Proclaim the coming destruction, the victory of enemies, the fall of Jerusalem, and be rejected by nearly everyone, pitched into a cistern, abandoned. Remember how your parents taught you it's easier for you if you tell the truth? Perhaps that was true at home. It was good training. But it isn't in the real world. The truth gets you abandoned. As Jesus warned the 12 sent into Israel, the truth gets your brother to deliver you over to the authorities, your father too. And parents, your kids might turn on you. Friends, this really happened. 11 of the 12 endured great hardship for their confession of Jesus Christ, the truth. And tragically, one suffers even greater eternal hardship for denying. And I think it's fair to observe that these words of Jesus reach beyond the 12 to you and to me. It's happened in our day too. Beloved, it's not going to be easy. It's going to feel at times like the Lord has abandoned you, as if he deceived you with his promise, "I am always with you to the end of the age." Honestly, I'm not sure we have the right text selected here during Christ Academy and the rigors of Greek intensive, the hard work of improving skills on the organ bench, and the challenge of signing the gospel of Jesus so that our deaf friends can hear their Savior. Aren't we supposed to encourage these dear folks to keep pursuing service in our Lord's kingdom? But then again, maybe these texts are exactly right. Matthew doesn't hide our Savior's words away in some fine print somewhere. Hear it loud and clear. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. There's the first of Jesus' strong promises to you today. He endured to the end, the telos, the it is finished, to save you, so that the one who endures to the end will be saved. Let him lend you his endurance. He guards you through faith. And hear the enduring one. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. If they've called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Yes, since Jesus was hated and called Satan, those in his household will get it too. But hear the beautiful promise here. Those of his household. You're not free agents. You're not commissioned salespeople. You're not employees. You're those of his household. No wonder the apostles rejoiced when getting flogged for confessing Jesus. Hey, more proof we're in Jesus' family. Three times Jesus encourages you, do not be afraid. So have no fear of them, he says, for nothing that is covered will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Your Lord knows. He knows what you're going through. He knows the mockery, the lies, the ugly games our hell-bent world plays against you, O faithful one. You're hateful for defending our unborn brothers and sisters? You're bigoted because you know that the Lord made us male and female and designed the beautiful gift of marriage for one man and one woman till death? You're on the wrong side of history for confessing our Savior who works everything together for our good? The Lord knows. The lies will be uncovered and the truth of Christ will win. And he says, and do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. The worst that can happen to you at the hands of men is death. They can't kill your soul. And here, Jesus gives us a better fear. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. We should fear, love, and trust in him alone. He alone saves. He alone damns. Fear him who loves you and gave his son for you. And look, yes, sparrows fall and die. And yes, you may die, but not apart from your Father. Your Father. And he knows you better than you know yourself. Every hair, not just counted, every one of them numbered. And all of this is spoken by the truth, the Jesus who made the good confession before Pilate and for it was strung up on the dead tree. Jesus, whose inner circle brother, Judas, delivered him over, whose father abandoned him because he was bearing my sin and failure and rebellion and yours too. And aren't we the children who have turned on our parent, our father, time and time again with our selfish idolatry and ugly rebellion? Yet our Lord's unrelenting love hasn't given up on us who have really tried to deceive him. No, he keeps his promises. He restored you with his holy word of cleansing absolution right here today. He comes right into our midst, into this house today, to gather his own household at the table as dear sons and daughters, to forgive, to cleanse, and to strengthen you in these gray and latter days, to enable you to join Irenaeus in joyful confession of the God-man Jesus Christ. And as you do, Jesus confesses you now. And on that beautiful, undeserved day of the resurrection, he will confess to all his confessors, "Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Thanks be to God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.